All right, here we go. I am not Chad Harmon. I'm Adam Carter, and I will be facilitating Ask Adam Anything. Adam, are you ready for the questions? Yes, Adam, I am. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here, and my God, you look gorgeous today. You smell great, and you are a handsome man. Well, thank you very much. I so appreciate that. By the way, Adam, it's Twins Ticket Tuesday today, so before the show ends, we'll be giving away Twins tickets.
Give the details on that quick, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes. Dave, please.
Yeah, well, it's presented by Luther Key of Bloomington, as
Love
we
Luther
note,
Key.
LutherKeyofBloomington.com.
I just saw Jason with a sedan talking about the sedan life. I love a good sedan.
Is that a life? I didn't know sedan life was a life.
I think, yeah, it's okay. Not as popular as it used to be, but I think there's still a place for a good sedan.
Okay, that's fair. That's fine. Anyway, four pack of tickets we're doing today. Friday, August 28th would be the ball game. Happens to be the Twins host, little division rival, Chicago White Sox.
That's the surprising Chicago White Sox.
Absolutely. It's also Yacht Rock night at Target Field, featuring live Yacht Rock music. And, of course, because it's a Friday, you get the $2 beers, the $2 dogs, the $2 snacks. So listen for the thing. Be the third caller when you hear it, and we'll send you over there with four tickets. Right. Or else, Windering Jason, or else just go to twins.com/tickets and get them yourself.
Are we over Yacht Rock?
I've never been in.
Oh, really? See, I liked Yacht Rock. I grew up, the group of friends I had, we always had an affinity for those songs. And then it became huge, like Yacht Rock.
Okay.
And it finally kind of got recognized. And then I feel like we've kind of beat it into the ground.
I don't think we're quite over it yet. I was at Treasure Island on July 3rd. They always do a big outdoor block party thing.
Yep.
Live music, usually some sort of cover band, something like that. And this year, the cover band was Yachtly Crew, bringing you all the Yacht Rock hits. And believe me, the people were going nuts.
Now, so they didn't do like Motley Crue songs in Yacht Rock style.
That's what I thought it was going to be.
That would be fairly creative.
I would enjoy that for like two tunes. Like, I think I'm
girls,
good.
Girls, girls, girls. Like Michael McDonald singing. On the Sunset Strip. Girls, girls, girls. Now I've got an idea for a band.
Yes, exactly.
Yachtly
no,
Crue.
It was. Yeah, although they did close, I want to say with an. Oh, like a Black Sabbath or Ozzy tune. I can't remember what it was, but it was some, you know, something actually heavy metal something, but it was mostly they stuck to your Steely Dan and your, you know.
So Twins Ticket Tuesday coming up, Yacht Rock Day. So let's get to the questions here for Ask Adam Anything, and please be a part of this. 651-461-9226. I'll just go right from the start. Adam, would you write in Mike Lindell? I would not write in Mike Lindell for dog catcher. That's the go-to. And I wouldn't vote for that guy for dog catcher. I don't think we elect dog catchers anymore. But if we did, I would not write in Mike Lindell's name for anything. Adam, is it okay to throw raw eggs at other vehicles when the driver is using their smart device and causing possible accidents? We used to egg for homecoming back in Hastings. And I'll think about bringing that back. What are your thoughts? As much as I am opposed to distracted driving, the rate at which it continues is ridiculous. So a guy the other day I'm following, he had his phone, both hands on the wheel, but he had his phone in between his two hands. And as he's steering, he's like watching something phone, just making it blatantly obvious. And while if I saw that individual get his car egged, I would probably chuckle. Unfortunately, I think that is probably illegal. So I don't advocate using illegal methods to combat illegal activity.
At the very least, you better have a passenger doing the egging, because if you're the driver and you're tossing eggs, you're just as distracted.
Absolutely. So, no, I do not want that to happen.
Plus, are you going out with just a dozen eggs in the car just looking for folks, or you just happen to have eggs there?
No. Full disclosure here, I was cut off one time coming back up north from ice fishing, and I don't know what happened. The people who cut me off must have mistaken me for a different vehicle that they had an interaction with, because these people were like screaming at me and giving me the finger, and then they started like throwing stuff back
at
me.
The show
could be but I will admit to this, I'm not proud of it, but I passed them then eventually, and I reached behind the seat. I had my bucket full of minnows. I reached in, grabbed a handful of minnows, rolled down the window, tossed handful of minnows onto the car behind me.
Wow.
Killing those, yes, I did. Innocent minnow lives were lost. Yes, and that, I'm sorry. That's the only real violent incident of road rage I've been involved in. I think the statute of limitations has run out.
Minnow abuse.
Adam, what's the strangest, oddest product you did a commercial for in your radio or television career? That's a great question. I don't want to disparage any of the... by the way, I could use one right now. As that tank is pretty empty right now, so if you're listening, you want to advertise a great product here on WCCO Radio. If you want to sponsor Ask Adam Anything, actually, sponsor Dear Jordana, I'm open for that. It would probably be like a weight loss product where I was instructed to like take this tonic, and it was supposed to, you know, that was the key to weight loss. I don't think it was.
Take this tonic at 3 p.m. Yes. Don't eat anything before bed. That and was I swear, that tonic will just...
That was Dark Star. Body Solutions was the one back in the day. All you got to do is take a teaspoon at 6 p.m. and then don't eat anything for the rest of the night. And then wake up and don't eat anything until about noon. The weight will just come falling off. It'll melt off.
Ah, that tonic is amazing. Right. How does it do it?
Right. Adam, what is one last thing you want to sneak into summer before you turn the page into fall on September 8th? That's right, the Fall Classic, as I call it, the State Fair, soon to begin.
I say for you, fall begins, what, August 27th, right? Day one of the fair? Or
yeah,
you
day one of the fair. I think the fair is fall. I think you're at the fair.
We've got nine more days.
Summer. Yeah, we got nine. So what am I going to do in the 9 days left of summer that I haven't done? You know, I haven't spent a lot of time at all on a lake this summer, which is really unfortunate. I hope to get some lake time in, but we'll see if it happens. You got any big last-minute things to do for summer? Now, you're kind of, you just did your week up at the lake, right?
Yep. Spent a week at the lake, so got a lot of lake time there. Try to get it's not our boat, it's still the in-laws' boat technically, but try to get out there at least one or two more times.
Yeah.
We've accomplished a lot. It's actually been a fairly productive summer.
Good.
That's
a good feeling, isn't it? When you wind down, you're like, wow, we did a lot this summer.
Maybe a water park trip.
There you go.
I haven't been to a water park in a long time. Do some slides with the kids. That'd be fun.
I haven't been to a water park in a long time either. Like a legit one.
Yes.
You know, you've been to the hotel ones where they might have a couple slides or a lazy river. I want to go to the one where that has the big wave pool. That, you know, kicks out the 4 or 5 foot waves.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Give me a lazy river.
I do like
just
a lazy
hang
river.
Hang on the lazy river.
Yep. Have maybe a little kind of rapids in it to get your heart pumping a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
More texts. Let's go. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more of your texts. If you want to call in to Ask Adam Anything continues on the other side of this break. Adam in for Chad on WCCO. Your Linda's Construction Time Check. That would be 12:54. Time to check and upgrade your roof with GAF Asphalt Shingles backed by a 50-year-old non-prorated warranty on labor and materials. They bounced their drummer too, huh? Guns N' Roses?
They did.
Steven Adler, was that their drummer?
That's correct.
Bummer. Sorry, Steve. We continue with Ask Adam Anything. Let's get to Mike here, who's called in. Mike, my friend, what is your question?
Howdy. Well, now that we own the Strait, what do you think about a nice fishing trip over
fishing
there?
Fishing trip. Let's go. How about the next governor's fishing over at the Strait of Hormuz?
There you go.
Yeah. I'm open.
Tuna, mackerel, grouper.
Right. We'll have shore lunch on Karg Island. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Let's rapid fire these questions. Adam, you're in the radio business. How many grooves in a 45 record? 45, maybe? I have no idea. Adam, do you shower in the morning or after work? Always in the morning. Adam, what's your shoe size? Usually an 11.5, but lately I think my feet have gotten larger as I've gotten older. I'm now like a 12 more often than I'm an 11.5.
There is only one groove on each side of a 45 RPM record. It is one long, continuous spiral that starts near the outer edge, winds towards the center label.
If I would have thought about that for a little bit, I probably would have figured that out.
Shame on you.
The needle always ends up in the middle. Adam, are you back into a parking spot or drive right in? I'm anti-backing in crowd. If I've got time to back in, I'm going to back in. If there's like 17 cars behind me, I won't. I'll try to pull in. But this hate of people who back into spots, I think it's ridiculous. What other do we get here? This is a good one. Adam, I recently caught a 29-inch walleye up in Canada. What's the largest you've caught?
Wow.
I've never caught a 30-inch walleye. I've had, I think, two 29 and 3/4-inch walleyes. But the 30-inch is the magic number. In fact, There's a guy who was my fishing guide one year for the governor's opener, a guy by the name of Randon Olson, who is a fantastic guide. If you're ever in the Otter Tail area, look up Randon Olson. He's a great guide. He started a Facebook called the Not Quite Dirty 30 Club, with people who are like me, who've been fishing walleyes their entire lives and never have cracked that 30-inch walleye.
The 30's the magic 30's
number like the magic number for a
any
nice
walleye,
big walleye.
Angler?
Yep. And I've never caught a 30-inch walleye. So one of these days, hopefully, I'll finally get off that snide.
You couldn't just fudge it on the 29 and 3 quarters?
No.
Pull this.
No, I'm a ethical fisherman. Adam, if you could be any lead singer for any rock band, which rock band would you choose? Oh, I can't hit the high notes, so the Stones, maybe. Yeah, I can do the peacock walk,
yeah.
Mick Jagger. I'd have to think about that one a little. I wouldn't want to, but here's my answer. I wouldn't want to be the lead singer. Give me the skills to be a lead guitarist.
Okay.
That's what I want to do.
Let's picture you as a bass man.
I can do that too. Boom, 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 boom. Just boom, boom. Slapping the bass, just thumbing it. We will take a break. Back to the top story, Governor Walz and his executive order on the boundary waters and mining. We'll talk to former Governor Arnie Carlson, who obviously has always had some very strong thoughts about that. He'll join us after the news on CCO. Adam in for Chad.